Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A peaceful and quiet life, as Saint Paul so describes. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this morning, how many of us actually want and pray for this? I mean, let's face it, we seem to really pray for a peaceful and quiet life throughout the liturgy. We're going to pray a version of this again as we pray the litany in a few moments. Yet leading a peaceful and quiet life, really, Paul? Well, yes, really. And Paul, of all people, knows exactly what he's talking about. Because Paul, before being called by Christ himself, lived a life focused on ambition and advancement. In his letter to the Galatians, Paul confesses that he persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. That he was advancing in Judaism beyond those of his own age, that in his zeal, he was truly going to be the best of the best. So like Paul, our sinful flesh naturally fights against this prayer. And like Paul, we, even us as church workers, us serving the church in specialized contexts, may even dare to excuse our sinful behaviors because, after all, we're doing it for the benefit of the church at large, or so we tell ourselves. Let's be honest, our sinful flesh wants to be the hero of the story. Our sinful flesh wants the accolades, the promotions, the fame, and the glory. Sinful flesh wants us to advance beyond our fellow workers, our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, our fellow chaplains. And when it comes down to it, our sinful flesh will do whatever it takes, even if it means breaking every single one of our Lord's commandments to get the job done. It doesn't help that the world around us tells us that peaceful and quiet lives are not exciting. They are boring, and that leading peaceful and quiet lives do not amount to anything. But what is the cost to attain these lives of success, promotion, and selfish ambition? It is significant. The cost oftentimes comes at abandoning our God-given vocations that we pray daily with our spouses and our children. The cost may be forsaking our own devotional and prayer life because we don't have enough time for that. And so this morning, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, all of us are called to repent of these things. We are called to repent of living our lives if God did not matter, and that's if we matter the most. We are called to repent of making ourselves and our own selfish ambitions, idols. Because the reality is, that no amount of fame or glory or accolades in this world will save you. And if we reflect on our lives this morning, we know that none of us deserve the positions that we serve in. None of us deserve the material possessions that we have been given. All of these things are free gifts given to us by God. Every time we scan our ID to walk through the doors of the IC, every time we step into the door of a church, a hospital, a nursing home, a prison, wherever we are called to serve, all of that are gifts given to us by God. We don't deserve any of it. Because the only thing we deserve on account of our sins is eternal death for breaking the law of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ this morning, thanks be to God that He does not give us what we deserve. Instead, what He does is He loves us beyond measure. Our Savior Jesus Christ loves you so much that He willingly took upon all of your sins on Himself. He is the one who lived a life of sorrow so that we could live a life of peace. He is the one who dies our death so that we could have life and have that life eternally. He is the one who wears the crown of thorns so that we instead can wear the crown of life. Our Lord triumphed over the grave and has made you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, heirs of His eternal kingdom. And what's more, you have been given something much better than what this world and all her perceived glory has to offer you. You now have an advocate with the Father. Christ hears your prayers and answers them. The days that we find ourselves in this morning are what the church has historically called rogation days. That is, these are days of prayer and supplication. Days that we are reminded that Jesus wants us to pray to Him for all things and to bring it all to Him, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. He wants to hear it all. The risen and ascended Christ Jesus our Lord sits at the right hand of the Father, and He prays for you. There is nothing in this world that compares to that. So this day, dear Christians, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, pray as our Lord invites you to. Pray for our president, pray for our Congress, pray for our leaders of the state and local levels, that we may be allowed to live peaceful and quiet lives. That we may join together here publicly on a Tuesday morning to hear and receive the Word of God and sing hymns of praise. That our church workers, especially our guests here this morning who are serving in chaplaincy roles, may continue to share the love of Christ to those entrusted to their care without persecution as they go forth into hospitals, prisons, and other institutions. That those they serve may come to the knowledge of the truth of Christ crucified for them and be saved as our Lord so desires. Pray for all people, yes, even the ones who persecute us, that their hearts too may be turned to the Word of Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit, and they too may become fellow heirs of the eternal kingdom. Pray that our own lives are not lives filled with pride or envy, but they are lives that are content with the blessings that our Lord has bestowed upon us, lives that are joyful and are at true peace because of what Christ has done for us on the cross, His atoning sacrifice that has reconciled us to the Father. Today we pray the prayer of St. Paul. That does not matter what our lives amount to in this world, but that we may finish our course and confess faithfully the gospel of Christ Jesus and him crucified. We pray that we are truly given lives of quietness and peace, content in the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord, as we go forth this morning. In the name of Jesus, amen. May his peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.